everyone, and welcome to the Smarketing Show. This week, our topic is getting employees, that sales reps, and everyone that works for your business and organization to share company content on social media platforms. And Rick, this is something that we discuss with clients pretty much, I would say, on a daily basis. Corporations, businesses are working really hard to create this content, and then their employees aren't engaging with it and aren't sharing with it. So what's your advice off the top?
Oh, advice. Okay, good. Thank you for giving me the stage here, Cheryl. Yes, hey, look at folks. This is a question we get asked, as Cheryl said, daily, okay? Now, let me give you a quick stat out of the gate. We did our LinkedIn bootcamp, and you know, we're big on LinkedIn being the number one platform for B2B salespeople or marketing people like you. And we had a 15-employee organization yesterday we ran our bootcamp with. Here's a stat. Of the 15 people, zero people, as of today, April 22, 2020, zero people had done 10 posts or shares of the company content, and only 50% had even posted or shared any content at all. And so we get asked, as Cheryl's saying, by people, what do I do? So I've got a couple suggestions today, Cheryl, for the sales heads out there. Mm-hmm. And it starts with, I don't think enough sales leaders right now ask the candidates they're recruiting or hiring, how big is your current network to then share the content with? So we're seeing that as a opportunity. And I might say as well, I was walking with my Gen Z son this morning. I said, hey, bud, on this marketing show, we're talking about how do you get people to share the company content? And he said, why don't you pay them? And I thought, okay, I haven't heard of that. And I know you're against that, Cheryl. And the second thing he said was, well, Dad, you got to come up with good content, which I think is a big thing you're a big fan of, and we are as well, Cheryl.
Yeah, and like the reality is, can you make your employees post your content on their personal page? No, you can't make them do it. You can come up with a social media policy if you wanted when you were recruiting and you're in the stage of onboarding somebody. You might want to get them to sign on to agree to, we'd really appreciate your support, but you actually can't make them do it. So what can you do? Well, you can create content that they want to share. So engage in content. And the best way from my experience to do this is to involve them in the process. So let's just say you were going to be speaking specifically about recruitment. Why not bring in somebody from your organization that is the expert on the recruiting side of the business and have them give their input? Not only will they be engaged in the process, but there's something in it for them to share it. And that's what they're going to be asking. What's in it for me? Why would I share it? What's in it for me? I'm not the business owner. I'm not the business leader.
And the analogy I use with sales teams is, look, I know some of you don't want to be driving your car around with that ugly company sticker on the side if you don't like what the sticker says, right? So here's an idea, okay? You're a sales leader. A couple things that we're seeing is moving the needle, okay? Number one, you got to look at your sales reps or your employee profiles, anybody that's customer facing, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, 80% of them are going to be a disaster, okay? Bad picture, default banners, just how great they are, not a more of a job resume than what we talk about customer resume. Second thing, so get those fixed because nobody wants to invite company over to connect on social if your house is a mess. You follow what I'm saying? So get that straightened out. Then what we're suggesting is include social activity, specifically LinkedIn, in your sales activity mix. So traditional old school selling said, hey, you got to make this many prospecting calls, phone, email, etc., okay, to manage your pipeline. And now we're suggesting you include minimum 3 to 5 posts per week and 30 connections a week with your target buyer persona. So make it part of the activity mix. The other thing we're saying is that what you need to do is, to your point, Cheryl, I think include your people and showcase people that are doing the good things, right? Showcase, compliment the people that are doing the good things. And the last thing I might suggest is any sales leader knows that people only respect that which we inspect, okay? And I also learned a very interesting stat, and I'll go back to you, Cheryl, here, because you're probably saying, hey, how come he's not letting me talk today? Here's the last stat for you folks, okay? When you post something visually to the team, the attention or buy-in to that goes up no less than 30%. So I guarantee if you did a spreadsheet and shared your team right now and said, okay, here's how many posts or shares we've had year to date by individual, I think you get people moving. A little bit of the stick move versus the carrot Cheryl's talking about.
That's lovely. And it does work. And I think more specifically when you're talking to sales reps, it's a little more obvious when you answer the question, what's in it for me? Because, you know, they want to get in front of customers and prospects. Another point, it starts from the top. So as leaders of the organization, it's very difficult for you to expect your staff, your employees to post content if you're not doing that. So the leaders of the organization need to follow. They need to be the ones to show what the expectation is for everybody underneath in terms of the organization and the employees themselves. And also, it's proven that employees will share content that's posted by an individual in an organization more so than they will on a company profile. So for example, if the senior executive leader of an organization shared the content from their company, their employees will be more inclined and more likely to share the content from the senior executive. It gives them connection. They feel like they're connected to the leader and that the leader is actually seeing that they're supporting their message. So that's really important. So it starts from the top. So look at your organization and say, are the leaders of this company doing what we're asking everybody else underneath to do? The second thing is, can you make it fun? Can you create a contest? And I know with our LinkedIn to Win, the boot camps that we're running with our customers and our clients, right out of the gate, there's all this energy to start posting and everyone's all excited at the end of it and they're going to start sharing the content right away. And then the momentum kind of drops a little bit. So that's when you want to, first of all, continuously get in front of your employees, remind them of the content, involve them in the process for creating the content, and then maybe create a fun contest. Can you showcase a charity or an organization in the community that might be important to one of your employees and have that as a contest? We're going to recognize the charity that you support next month if you participate and share all of our social media content. So you just have to be creative on ways that you can get people engaged and get them wanting to support and to show that they're sharing what your messaging is.
Excellent, Cheryl. Good points, as usual.
There, I talked more than you for once.
Oh, I know. This thing's going on forever. Hey, to Cheryl's points, and by the way, Cheryl, I follow everything you post, like it, share. Okay.
So I know you do. You're my biggest advocate.
You're your biggest fan. You're doing what you're suggesting. Here's another shocking stat, okay? Most leaders have no idea how to post or share a post, okay? We're finding this just candidly. So if you can relate to this, give us a call on the side. We'll show you how to drive the car. The other thing too is that you're so right in that salespeople, I think, right? This is your personal profile. And I'm talking LinkedIn again here. You don't want to share this, promotional push stuff. And those of you that are still pushing out these pre-programmed messages, buy my product, why I'm the best, like get off that train quickly, okay? You're destroying your brand, never mind your personal brand. In that, but Cheryl's so right. As a sales guy, I used to always get the stuff from marketing. I was like, do they really understand what we do here? And so incorporating more knowledge stuff like, hey, this is what we're doing with this charity, or this is what, how this customer is working through the COVID era right now, I think is more likely to be shared. Because there's an old commercial when I used to have hair, I used to watch it, and they said, okay, with this shampoo, she or he does it, and then so on and so on and so on, and used to break out. That's what's going to happen with social media. And the multiplier effect, if you get your people pedaling the bicycle, is unbelievable. Okay. Anyway.
That's why we talk about this mix. It's a magical mix. It's a magical formula that we've created. And that is that you really only should be talking about your product service 20% of the time. You need to involve human connections. You need to talk about people. People want to talk about people. So that's a good starting point. We actually wrote a blog about this that's on our website, Rick. So anybody that's interested in more information on how to get your staff to post your content, you can visit our website, intocommunications.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, to comment, to follow Rick, to engage with Rick on LinkedIn, engage with me on LinkedIn, wherever you want. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
They won't do it, Cheryl. They'll smile at you and smile at me, but they won't do it. Look, what else have you got to do? Shut off Netflix. Get going on social media. You can do it.